Ashley Brown had three things. First a friend, then a boyfriend, and then a fiancé. Sometimes these people were the same person. Sometimes they were not. Eventually, one boyfriend and her fiancé were the same person, as that is usually how relationships go. But the life of Ashley Brown begins far before her life at the Killen apartment complex. Ashley Brown was born on March 27, 1987. She was born in Colorado and lived there for most of her childhood before her parents moved to the town of Rockdale when she was 16. Sometimes Ashley still hates her parents for that move. Sometimes she thinks about what things could have been if she stayed in Colorado. She thinks about how her life could have been different and about how it could have been better. But that is only sometimes. Usually Ashley Brown is happy, content with her life in Rockdale. She finished high school here and graduated 4 years after that with a bachelor's degree in history. Then she moved back here. Now Ashley Brown works for the Rockdale Preservation Society. She knows the stories of stop signs, buildings, and public parks. She whispers these stories to herself while she's driving to and from her job. She thinks about these stories some of the time, but not always. But when she is thinking about the history of things, she does not think about everything else in her life that could go wrong, because Ashley Brown is a worrier, and this is her escape from everything that makes her worry. But all of this changed with one simple plane trip. It was the trip that her fiancé, Daniel, took a few weeks before their wedding. It was one night of November 17th, 2014 when the plane took off, and it was one morning of November 18th, 2014 at 3:18 a.m. that she got the news of the crash. People go through grief in different ways. Ashley Brown went through grief in such ways as this. She tore her bed apart, and one corner of her room, in the corner of her room where she and Daniel lived. She found the locket, the one that Daniel had given to her on her one-year anniversary. She then went through a long and tedious process of debating whether tearing or not tearing the half of the photo where Daniel was. Eventually, she decided on tearing it, attempting to move on. This proved to be a mistake. When she realized the problem, she attempted to recover anything to do with Daniel. But the deed was done, and there's nothing to do but hide the evidence. So she shoved the locket in some part of her bed and fled the scene. Retreating into her bathroom, she did something she hadn't done since the 10th grade. Ashley Brown curled up into a little ball. She tucked her feet into herself and began to cry. She tried to minimize as such of herself as she could in order to keep the world from hurting her. She cried and cried and cried. She attempted to drown herself out with tears, and she attempted to drown out the world with her tears. But the tears eventually dried, and soon she moves on. And now we enter the past once again. This time it is only a few minutes ago. The term minutes is fluid. It is 3:25 a.m., but this is a 3:25 a.m. before the time stop, before 3:27 a.m. lasted on and on. This is a time before when the only thing on the mind of Ashley Brown is sadness and a blank and dark wall. But further we must go, further back in time. It is now 3:04 a.m. This is before the before. Ashley Brown does not know about the life that claimed her future husband. And she does not know about the quiet of the universe. She will not know about it after or after the after. A lone thought crosses the mind of Ashley Brown just as the clock strikes 3:05 and the plane goes down over the Atlantic, because it is at the moment that Ashley Brown thinks about drowning, and this is a thought that perfectly matches up with the event of a plane crashing into an ocean, the event of someone drowning. But the plane and the moment pass, and Ashley Brown will never think about the perfect coincidence of time and the thought ever again. She will wonder at first, but that wonder will fade and be replaced with a more permanent, empty feeling. As this, an idea of the thought and the moment, and the idea that two people could connect on such level is another story altogether. And perhaps this story and this mystery about the thought and the action will never get solved, as that is the nature of some stories. But Ashley Brown has one more chapter of her story to tell, and this one includes the only time, besides this one, that she has cried like so. It marks the only other time that she has tucked herself into a ball and attempted to minimize the hurt by minimizing herself. The other time back in the 10th grade, and the story starts with cancer. Once upon a time, before the friend and the boyfriend and the fiancé, Ashley Brown had a father. And this father had a life that he leads, and this life was long and fulfilling. But this life ended, because when Ashley Brown was in the 9th grade, her father was diagnosed with cancer. Such a simple thing cancer is, yet it's unimaginable. The doctor said that he had 6 years to live. A good estimate, at least. A foolish estimation, at most. They said that he would probably have 2 or so years in a realistic situation, that he should get his affairs in order. Many times, Ashley Brown, her mother, and her sister, or her father, would ask why. They wouldn't ask it to anyone. They wouldn't ask it to the doctors, or to the world, or to God. Ashley Brown stopped believing in God when her father had cancer. That year went so slowly, and at the same time, it went by too quickly. Ashley Brown graduated 9th grade and moved on to 10th, and the cancer remained. And then it was 10th grade, the spring, when she got the news. Her father was dead. Not by cancer, not by some unexplainable force, but her father was killed in a hit and run. It was so explainable, and at the same time, it wasn't explainable at all. And that is the nature of people. So that was the other time that Ashley Brown curled herself up into a ball, trying to stop the hurt by stopping herself. She tried to cut out the pain by letting less and less of her into her life. She finished 10th grade, and then 11th and 12th. She graduated college 6 years after his death, and 7 years later, she moved to Rockdale. 8 years, she met Daniel. 9 years, they were engaged. 10 years, and they would have been married. But instead, the life of Ashley Brown took on another time marker, something that was much closer than 9 years ago, the death of Daniel. And this is how Ashley Brown measures time, and this is how time is affected by Ashley Brown, with a countdown, or a stopwatch. This many more since this. The life of Ashley Brown and how she perceives time is marked by these two items, red flags on her chronology.